We were discussing some Hilchas Pesach, so we know in addition to the prohibition of eating chametz on Pesach, there's a prohibition of owning chametz as well, by yirah, by yimatzah. And there are many things we do in order to prevent us from violating the Isser chametz, the prohibition of eating chametz. Since it's such a severe prohibition, so usually the rabbis make a fence around things. But according to some commentators, that the prohibition of Bal Yirah, Bal Yimatzah, the prohibition of owning chametz on Pesach, is one of those biblical gedarim. The Torah itself is so concerned about not eating chametz on Pesach, that they say, you know what, you can't even own chametz. The purpose of not owning it is that you shouldn't eat it, but the Torah itself makes their own boundaries as opposed to waiting for the chachamim, who usually do a good job of making them if they don't. But here the Torah itself makes the gedar. So the Gemara in Brachas, Gemara in Pesachim, on Dav Zayin, when it talks about what bracha you make on Bedikas Chametz, it gets into what text, with the Lamed, with Al, so we make Al be our Chametz. So the Gemara has a Havamin, the Gemara has a discussion, they're not sure if we should make a bracha, if we should make a blessing before we do Bedikas Chametz. You know the bottom line is we do. We make a bracha. So what was the Gemara's issue? Why would the Gemara have a thought to think that when I'm doing Bedikas Chametz, I wouldn't make a bracha? We have a general rule. We always make brachas before we do mitzvahs. So why? What was the Gemara thinking that you would not make a bracha? So the commentators explain, let's say there are different types. Let's say when it comes to washing your hands. So we all know when you're eating bread, as we discussed last night and back in the Talmud, when you even had a wet fruit or a wet vegetable, so we know there's a lach of washing your hands, and we know before bread, not only do you wash your hands, but you make a bracha. Everyone's familiar with that. There's another concept many people, more people are familiar with. It's called, that's Mayim Rishonim. That's the beginning water. It's that you wash your hands before your meal, you eat the bread. There's something called Mayim Achronim, the end waters, the last waters, and that's when, after the meal's over, there's a custom washing your hands. Other people write, maybe because it comes from Melech Sodom, the salt, they're afraid you're going to touch your eyes. Either way, so that's different customs whether we still do it today or not. But there's even a debate among those who say to do it, that even, you know, perhaps even make a bracha. The bottom line is we don't make a bracha on Mayim Achronim, but there are opinions that say you do. So there's a debate. Mayim Achronim, they discuss a bracha. Mayim Rishonim, we definitely do make a bracha. So then they say there's another water, Mayim Emsaim, the middle waters. What, in the middle of, you pass your water around in the middle of the meal? What do you mean the middle waters? So the Rush says, no, the middle waters have nothing to do with that. What the middle waters means is that, let's say, which is not an uncommon practice, especially on Shabbos and Yontif, that usually the meal starts off with some fish. The good old days, gefilte fish. Now people maybe have some sushi or they have salmon, whatever it is, you have fish. And then usually go to the chicken soup or right to the chicken or the meat. So we know we have a tradition that we don't mix fish and meat together. And we have a tradition, we'll see, that's a separate discussion. Science says it's not dangerous today, and maybe others, the Rambam, the Magen Avraham, but there's a tradition that there's a concept that the Gemara talks about. Gemara talks about cooking fish and meat together. It says terrible things could happen, we'll leave out what. And so therefore, it's basically we avoid eating fish and meat together because of some type of danger. Well, it's not exactly clear what the danger is. The Gemara Rashi talks about some type of leprosy, but either way, doesn't make a difference. We don't have fish and meat together because the custom, because it's a danger. So the Rush writes, the Mayim Emsaim is the water you have in between your fish and your meat, so you wash your hands. Besides, people say take a drink and you have a cracker, but you should wash your hands in order to get the fish off your hands, of course, before silverware, and therefore, before you attack your ribs and your wings, you wash your hands, and then you go after your meat and your wings. So there, everyone agrees there is no bracha. So how come when it comes to Mayim Rishonim, you know, everyone agrees there is, and Mayim Achronim, we assume, is nothing to do, even without Melech Sodom, we assume there's a separate takana according to those who say you have to do it. So why don't we make a bracha on Mayim Mem Sam? But if we're having fish and meat and we're washing our hands, so why don't we make it? So the Rush writes, the general principle, the Rush rule is, the only time we make a blessing, a bracha, is when we're about to do a mitzvah. If we're doing something to avoid a prohibition, do you never make a bracha when you're doing something to avoid a sin, avoid a prohibition, something danger? You only make a blessing when you're about to do a positive act. So since the whole reason I'm staying away from the fish and the meat, it's not because I'm about to do a mitzvah, I want to avoid the aveira, I want to avoid the problem, the potential danger of having fish and meat together, so I'm just doing it to avoid danger, not for a mitzvah, and therefore there's no reason for a bracha. In fact, that's what they explain along those lines as well. Let's say an onain. An onain is the person who died, he doesn't have to worry. Meisim chafshi minam, he might have other worries, but not worried about doing mitzvahs anymore. Meisim chafshi minam mitzvahs. When you're dead, you're exempt from your commandments. So that's when retirement comes, when we're no longer here. So let's say a loved one passed away, and you're one of the aveilim. You're a son, daughter, you're someone who's mourning. So you have the status of an onain. So the time of the Talmud, it had to do with karbanos, eating different things. But bizman hazeh, the only relevant halacha is that we don't do mitzvahs. We don't make brachas. We don't do mitzvahs because we're supposed to put the whole focus on the burial, on the loved ones. So therefore, during that time, as ironic as it sounds, I have to send people out of shul not to daven or tell them not to make a bracha. But it's hard to do when you're used to doing it. But that's what the halach is. In between when the person dies until the burial, you're exempt. In fact, it's a dispute in the beginning of the third parak in brachas. That's Rise Gemara. Machlokas Rashi and Tosfos on whether I'm exempt, or I don't have to, or it's usher to. So Rashi seems to say you're exempt. Tosis, and the way we assume is it's prohibited. It's loei glorush. We don't want to do things. It's like mocking the dead when we're doing mitzvahs in front of them. Like when you go to a cemetery, you put your tzitzis in. You don't do things in front of the dead. So we assume not only are you exempt, but you're prohibited. So you're not allowed to do mitzvahs. You don't have an option. It's us. It's prohibited. So the question is, let's say I'm hungry. I mean, let's say he has to wait a day. There's no mitzvah that onan has to fast. So I'm hungry. So we assume you don't make a bracha if you're going to eat. The problem is, what happens if you want to have some bread? You want to have something that warrants hamotzi lechem min haaretz. So we know before you make hamotzi lechem min haaretz, as I mentioned, you have to wash your hands. It's in the tilos shadaya. So why do we wash our hands before we eat bread? So there's two reasons. There's a mitzvah drabanan, and there's a positive mitzvah to wash your hands before you eat bread. And as well, there's a separate independent issur. There's a rabbinical prohibition. I'm not allowed to eat bread without washing my hands. So there's there's a positive and a negative. So the question is, an onan is exempt from positive mitzvahs during that time period, but you can't go to McDonald's and have a Big Mac. You can't violate aveiras during that time. So what does an onan do? He's stuck. In order to eat the bread, he's got to wash his hands. So on one hand, the mitzvah he's exempt from, but he can't do. But if he eats bread without washing his hands, he's doing an aveira. So he can't. So what? He can't have bread. So no. So the piskei tshuva brings down a compromise that. So you wash your hands without a blessing. Why do you wash your hands without a blessing? What do you gain from that? Because this idea. Because the only time you make a bracha when you wash your hands, if you're doing it because you have a mind to fulfill the mitzvah, the rabbi said to wash your hands before the mitzvah. But if I'm doing something to avoid an aveira, like in this case an onain, so therefore the onain doesn't make a bracha. And therefore that's the principle in general. We only make mitzvahs when we only make brachas when we're about to do a positive thing. But if we're doing to avoid danger or avoid an aveira, sin, we don't make a bracha. And that's what the Gemara... I might have thought that maybe the whole reason for the mitzvah bedikas chametz is to avoid the biblical prohibition of owning chametz b'yira b'yimatza. Comes along Gemara and says, no, in addition to that, when the rabbis didn't say do bedika just to avoid the prohibition, they gave us a positive mitzvah, then tomorrow night, after Mayru, when we go home, Chazal gave us a positive mitzvah to go ahead to do the bedikas chametz, and we go ahead and we make the bracha, I'll be our chametz tomorrow. So that's the principle. that when it comes to a mitzvah, we make a bracha. If you're doing something to avoid an aveira, being over here by Vedik or an onain or someone who's in a state that they lost a loved one between the death and the burial, so then you don't make a blessing when you avoid a prohibition. Rabbi Chananya ben Akasha Omer, Ratzal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Lezakeh es Yisrael, Oficha, Kebel Ham Torah Mitzvah, Shenamar, Adonai Chabeit, Oman Tzimto, Yalvil Torah, V'yadir. Kana v'yizkana shmei rabba, Yalma divrachu zeh v'yadir.